Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zainab, and I want to thank you for forwarding these questions from our Happiness in the Home forum. There are some really excellent questions that we didn't get to, so my goal is to get to these questions today. So our first question is the question of Steve Jobs' approach to parenting and his philosophy about technology. I do actually embrace the, I wouldn't say no technology, but limited technology approach with my children, hearkening back to my own childhood where I really didn't have access to a lot of technology. The personal computer wasn't really that common, and my mother limited our access to television. And I have to say that there are advantages to taking that approach. And I have found that children who have fairly limited access to technology compared to those who are perhaps oversaturated with devices, that that first group, that former group, tends to be more creative, that those children are able to be a little bit more self-reliant when it comes to kind of entertaining themselves, inventing games, and just generally being more imaginative. Now, technology has its place. I would not debate that. Our children need to be able to use technology, especially as it relates to kind of like educational projects and homework assignments and the like. Our children are increasingly using technology to create kind of an internet presence to connect with their friends. But I think we need to ask ourselves, we need to kind of be able to weigh the advantages and the disadvantages of having access to technology. You know, the thing is that's challenging for children is being able to kind of like filter the technology to determine what's good use, what's not good use. You know, the issue, for example, of cyberbullying has come up where children are on social media and essentially they're being kind of like cyber stalked and harassed by other children. And that's a disadvantage clearly of technology and social media. So I think giving our children the tools to really kind of filter the technology and the way it's being used and its implications, that's really important. And I think being able to unplug and turn things off, because I've noticed now that my children have a lot less access, say, to the TV shows they used to watch, to television in general, they have become so much more creative and imaginative. They're doing all kinds of art projects they didn't do before. They're inventing all kinds of games. And I really love seeing that because, you know, that is really one of the most beautiful aspects of childhood. One of the most, I think one of the strengths of children is that just give them a few kind of basic tools or toys and they can invent these wondrous games and these things that they do. So I would have to say I am a proponent for limiting children's access to technology, especially when they're not really able to filter that technology and really understand how to use it in a way that's beneficial. Now, obviously, as children, as they get older, and as they actually require access to technology, especially for educational purposes, obviously use your judgment. But I would have to say limit that and make sure, though, that there is something in its place. So don't just take it away without providing an alternative, right? And also sit down with them and tell them, look, we're all going to unplug. We're all going to turn off the TV, close our laptops, turn off, you know, our iPads, turn off our phones, and just sit down and just really talk to each other. You know, it's so funny. You know, the irony is that on Facebook, I saw a photo of a coffee shop that had decided they were going to disconnect their Wi-Fi, and they told customers, you know, sit down and talk to each other. You know, I think that the sign outside said, talk to each other, you know, pretend like talk to your mom, pretend it's 1991 again or something. So I think there's a lot of value in turning off these devices and just kind of learning how to be with each other and be in the moment.